I feel like social media is that one of your five. Mm. So for like, for me, I remember when I was having those probably a little bit of issues with like body dysmorphia and comparison, you know, and then I go on my Instagram feed and I look at my Explore and it's just shredded guys all the time in absolutely amazing shape, to the point where like that was like my whole Explore feed. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm seeing. So all I'm constantly getting is a comparison of like, and I wasn't fat, by I was like, I had a six pack, but I felt fat next to these guys because I'm just looking at them and they're all like stepping on stage or they're posting photos of them stepping on stage. And I'm like, it just took me like a while. I mean, I was like, shit, like I just went on like a massive unfollowing spree because I was like, this is harming me, you know, seeing that on a consistent basis. So unfollow, unfollow, unfollow. And then they've made a point of just like going on the Explore and just like purposely like looking at like 40 different things. It was actually like house transformations, you know, before and after.
I'm just trying to mess up with the algorithm.
Yeah, just mess out. Yeah. So then my Explore feed would look different and my recommendations would become different.
Yeah.
And then I was like, huh, I mean, that did make a big difference because you can't help it. Like if you're seeing people on stories or you're seeing people on social media and you're seeing their content constantly, like that comparison is the thief of joy. But if you just remove yourself from seeing it, then you don't even get the opportunity to compare. But when you are just seeing it all the time, it was. So that made a big difference for me because, it was just that consistent focus on comparison and not being enough versus like actually just removing it and changing my social media environment made, you know, such a difference.
I think it's a really good point because social media has like that double-edged sword, doesn't it? Like it can be the most difficult part if that's all you're seeing, but it's also got so many opportunities to create that circle. So if your in-person circle is going out all the time, they have a certain way of eating that doesn't align with what you want to do right now, they're not particularly active, you can create like a whole community online, and it's just as powerful sometimes if you create the right community. And whether that's following certain people on Instagram, or there's so many Facebook groups out there. Like, I don't know, everyone's a Facebook fan, but for me it's been like a lifesaver in certain parts of my life, like especially becoming a mum and like being stuck in the house. I was like living through these Facebook groups where you just felt like, oh, I'm normal. Like these things that I'm going through are normal, and these are the things that you can do to be healthy to approach it. So I think it can be used in for the good.
Yeah, 100%. I'd say like my feed now is, I just feel like it's like motivation, funny, education. Like I just get started and a bit of a catch up on sort of friends. So for me, it's like I really enjoy social media in that sense because I get a lot from it. But previously, that hasn't been the case. And I think like curating your following and being on top of that, you know, even having a point where you like kind of check over it every 3 or 6 months and be like, those people aren't making me feel my best, and just clearing people out. And also, I think I've said this a couple of times, sometimes you've got people who are like friends or family or people that you wouldn't want to maybe unfollow. And I'm just like, there's a mute button. You can mute them. So you don't have to unfollow them in case they check, you know, and you don't want to have that like awkward conversation, but you can mute them. And
which is way better than real life when you can't.
Yeah. That is amazing. Imagine I know a few people, I'm like, I wish there was a mute button here.
It's a Black Mirror episode, that, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's such a great point because there's a phrase that I got from James Lawrence, who did 50 Ironmans in 50 states in 50 days. And he lives by the controllables, which is a very heavy into the endurance space of fitness. But when it comes to curating your feed, that's a controllable. You can curate your feed. And it's one of those small things that can have a very amplifying effect on everything else because you're not being triggered. Like, think about how many times you look at your phone every day, and if you're getting triggered every single time, that's all adding up. It's the death by 1,000 cuts, and you can control that.
And it's also tapping into what's your inner talk, because your inner talk is so important. But we have our phones now that kind of take over that. Like, we distract ourselves from our thoughts by looking at our phones. What we read on our phones is replacing our inner talk. So if what you're reading, seeing, hearing is positive or negative, has just such a big impact as much as what you say to yourself, which is huge.
Yeah, completely agree.
It's the adult dummy in a lot of ways, or pacifier for our American friends.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, the baby's crying.
That's so true. I can't talk. That's definitely me. I'm like, I'll just disconnect now, and I don't want to think about that. That's uncomfortable. Let's go on Instagram.